Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Tara.
I hope this isn't a preview of how going back to school will go. Did you see what Major League Baseball has just done?
What did they do?
Banned players, among other things, from facing each other when eating.
Okay.
Yeah. You can get fined now if you get busted for that. They released new rules prohibiting players from leaving their hotels without permission, sitting next to each other on buses, and facing each other while eating in the same room, all to stop outbreaks of the COVID.
Okay.
You can get suspended, players and staff, for the rest of the season for significant COVID violations.
So that's sort of the call at the plate, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. all right. Players also strictly prohibited from meeting in hotel rooms, not even to share food.
Heaven forbid sharing food.
I know, really.
You know, restaurants don't like that either. So
no, they don't, but for very different reasons.
Yes.
Each team will have a large room at the hotel with food that's set up for social distancing. This is what they're doing to keep having a season, right? While eating and drinking, players are discouraged from even speaking with each other, and they're not allowed to face each other. Well, if you can't face each other, it's going to be really weird to speak, but whatever. Now, if you're on a plane, if you're on a plane, eating and drinking is still permitted, but you cannot speak to each other while eating and drinking on the plane. You'd have to be really smart to follow these rules just to remember them all, right?
Well.
Okay.
You're not supposed to talk with your mouth full anyway.
Well,
I guess so, right? And then finally, I love this one. They're sending the Major League Baseball is sending compliance officers with the players. Players must notify their compliance officer if they want to leave the hotel. The officer will decide whether their planned trip outside complies with the manual on the club's code of conduct.
Okay.
And they cannot visit bars, lounges, malls, or other places with large groups of people. This is all to have a season without shutting down. They call this operating in a bubble.
Well, it sounds more like that they're parolees than players.
I know, really.
Next thing you know, they're going to have ankle bracelets.
Well, you know, speaking of that, these thousands of people that California's letting out, why don't they have rules like this for them? You know, the violent criminals that are now being let out?
Right.
Yeah, those people. You know, for their own safety, nobody else's, but for their own. But anyway, the whole reason I brought this up was if this is Major League Baseball, right? Relatively young, healthy people. What's the school year going to look like? You know what I mean?
Well, the difference is that these are a bunch of rich athletes with agents.
That's true.
That's the difference.
That
there's
help.
A lot of money involved here. And then with school, no, there's not. Unless you're the taxpayer, there's not a lot of money involved in this.
Yeah. Okay. Meanwhile, I don't know what to make of this. Okay, first Joe Biden told us he has been constantly tested for cognitive decline, which made everybody ask, are you constantly tested for cognitive decline? Like, what is that? I mean, what is the reason for this? So he assured us, don't worry, man. I'm constantly tested for cognitive decline.
Have you been tested for some degree of cognitive decline?
I've been tested and I'm constantly tested. Look, all I got to do is watch me and I can hardly wait to compare my cognitive capability to the cognitive capability of the man I'm running against. Thank you so much.
See, he couldn't even remember his name.
Yeah, that guy. The one I'm running against. It'll come to me.
That guy.
So, yeah. Yes, there's that. So, I've constantly tested my cognitive ability, right? That was weeks ago. Apparently, he forgot that he is constantly cognitively tested. Or that was a lie. Or a combination of the two. It's hard to tell with Joe. He was asked again by a, get this, can you, okay, as I play this, can you imagine Trump answering a black reporter the way I'm about to play? It would go on for days. There would be protests outside the White House. He's asked again, yo, Joe, you know, we take a cognitive test?
Have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, if you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh? Are you a junkie? Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental my physical as well as my mental fitness.
Okay. I did not cut that, Lee. That is uncut.
Okay, so one of the two of those is not right.
Right. So
he's either being constantly tested for his cognitive ability, or he's not been tested.
Or why would he take a test? So he says, man, why would I take a test? I wouldn't take a test.
Have you been tested, man, for some degree of cognitive decline?
I've been tested and I'm constantly tested.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So can you imagine, again, I mean, this was Trump. I mean, just it would go on for a week. It would be definitely a sign of his cognitive decline.
They'd wanted to be reconvened the primaries and
and then they would want to go ahead use the 25th Amendment, right? That, because remember, they were going to do that. They were going to, So, I mean, that was a real debate in the media for a while. Was Trump crazy because he disagrees with us? So obviously he's crazy. And should we use the 25th Amendment to take him out? They're very serious about it. You don't hear him talking about that anymore. Isn't that weird?
Yeah,
it's really weird. So I just don't know what happened. I mean, Biden lies a lot, you know? Like the time he got arrested in Africa, except he never did get arrested, like that.
Yeah.
Or that time that he flew to a very dangerous part of Afghanistan to give a medal to a hero, except he didn't. Or that time that his wife was tragically killed by a drunk driver, except the car she hit when she ran the stop sign, he didn't hit her, the guy wasn't drunk.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I could go on and on and on. We've documented all of these lies. So, I mean, I don't know. He just, you don't know which time he was lying to you. And then it's always a possibility that he just is constantly cognitively tested and forgot. You just don't know with Joe.
Nope.
But they'd have a field day with this for a week if it was Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Until they found something better to play with. But it's Joe, so it's really not covered much.
No.
It's just Joe, so...
Well, all they're trying to do is cover it up.
Yeah.
They're trying to cover up his
whatever
disability.
It is, and they're not interested in knowing what it is. And then to ask a black journalist, your automatic, I mean, as racially sensitive as everything is right now, you come back with, are you a junkie? Did you get tested for cocaine? What? Okay, and I know what it would be if Trump did this. Yeah. What, the first thing you think when you look at a black journalist is he must be a junkie? What's wrong with you? That's how it would go.
Yep.
And then they would liken him to Hitler and the KKK. That's just the standard talking points on the teleprompter. They apply it to any story.
He left
and
out
they
white
move
supremacist.
On. Right, yeah, white supremacist, obviously.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So this should be... huge news, right?
You would think.
You would think. But it's ABC's World News Tonight and NBC Nightly News spiked the interview that Biden did with the National Association for Black and Hispanic Journalists. They didn't even report it. This is huge news. I mean, I could argue it so many ways. In saying, why would I take a cognitive test? Did you forget you took a cognitive test? And then, I mean, listen to him. He can barely complete the sentence when talking about whether he should take the cognitive test. Yeah. I mean, they play that on a loop if it was Trump.
Oh, yeah.
But it's Biden, so it's okay. No big deal. And I keep asking, where will the country be 6 months from now? Where will Biden's brain be 6 months from now? I mean, is he going to be able, and I'm not being sarcastic, I'm seriously, by the spring, is he going to be able to come out and speak in complete sentences? It's a legitimate question, but they're not asking it on ABC or NBC.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And here's what people are saying on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. If Biden wins, just imagine him trying to get through his inauguration speech. Another texter simply writes, is Biden a sleeper? He seems a little sleepy to me, like he needs a morning nap and an afternoon one, too. Another texter writes, sharing food is a fundamental social activity. I've concluded that the goal is to break down all our social bonds and make us strangers to each other. Yeah, it's like a daily beating as we head into the election. Speaking of beatings, and a preview, how insane our society is going. Oh, boy. Protesters are suing the city of Seattle. Do you see this? Claiming they need expensive protective gear to safely protest. I am not making this up. Here's the argument. It's a suit filed against the city of Seattle, and it argues that protesters' constitutional rights have been violated by the police department's indiscriminate use of chemical and less lethal crowd control tactics, which have forced demonstrators to buy expensive protective gear in order to safely bring their message against police brutality to the streets. Oh. So they don't want the tasers used. They don't want the pepper spray used. Well, the only thing that leaves is brute physical force and a gun, which, of course, they don't want either of those used. That's brutality. So what's left? Nothing. That's the point. They expect that they ought to be able to burn down, destroy, torch, spray paint, whatever they like. They ought to be able to blind officers with lasers if they like, or dig them in the head with frozen water bottles, whatever. But the officers can't respond. So what they're saying, the argument they're making is that because they don't get to do whatever they want and police are using any means to stop them, the city needs to buy them expensive protective gear that they can use to protect themselves from any police enforcement. Although what in police enforcement it would be at that point, I don't know, since they don't have any way to enforce anything. Here's what the suit actually reads. Individual protesters subjected to the Seattle Police Department's unabated and indiscriminate violence now must purchase cost-prohibitive gear to withstand munitions. Even when peacefully protesting, as a condition to exercising their free speech and peaceable assembly rights. So, they want the city to buy the gear for them so they can go into combat with the police to make it fair. Otherwise, it'd be a violation of their civil rights. It'd be a violation of their constitutional rights. It's just, it's not fair. They want the city literally almost to arm them for the battle with the police while taking away any nonviolent weapons the police have. By the way, this is Democrat Party 101 right now. This is exactly what the party demanded for the, you know, the Michigan rally. That they were going to have, I don't know, it was going to be a virtual on-site thing. And there was going to be protests, right? Remember over 100 police departments, sheriff's agencies pulled out? And the reason they pulled out is the Democrats were demanding you can't use a taser, you can't use pepper spray. I mean, you've seen how these protests outside these, we've seen DNC, RNC nominated conventions. It gets very violent. Long history of that. So no pepper spray. Nope. No tasers. Nope. No guns. No. Well, definitely no batons. All you have left as an officer after that is a loud no, and it might make them cry. I mean, I don't know what you do here. I mean, at that point, as an officer, you might as well just not show up. I mean, I don't know what you would do there. Besides stand by and watch, which is what I think they want. The suit filed on behalf of five protesters who attended the July 25th protest on Capitol Hill. That's Capitol Hill in Seattle. It's part of Seattle. That police later declared a riot, seeks an order from a judge to stop the city from using controversial crowd control tactics. That's pepper spray and tasers. Yeah, including blast balls, pepper spray, tasers. And the city, at taxpayer expense, has to provide them with expensive body armor for the combat with the police. Do you notice, by the way, and if you've watched these videos, they're very violent, these protesters. Lasers, frozen water bottles, explosives with nails, stuff like that. So if you notice, they're not offering to stop their attacks or to limit what they use for the violence. It's just the police have to give up theirs. Folks, I'll tell you, if Democrats ran this country, oh my God, it gets crazier every day. It does. Texter writes, I'd tell the protesters, due to the defunding of the police, the funds aren't there to buy them the gear they're suing for. Texter writes, how spoiled can a communist revolutionary be? And finally, Texter writes, Wilder friend here, does anyone else see the irony with the protesters complaining about changing the country now want to fall back on their constitutional rights? You can't ride two horses with one ass. Pick a side. Texter writes, police should use riot shields like a plow. Yeah, I suspect that'd be one of the things they want to limit.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Texter on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line writes, hey, Tara, I got a prediction. All schools and churches will be closed by October. You know why? That's where we go to vote. So says Ken in Greer. Another texter writes, flamethrowers are excellent for crowd control. I don't think they'd like that. Yeah. Nuts. All right. Speaking of nuts, did you see this? 1 in 4 vote-by-mail ballots disqualified in the New York City Democrat primary. That's the presidential primary. 1 in 4. They were disqualified for arriving late, lacking a postmark, or failing to include a voter's signature, among other defects. This is the system they want to use nationally, folks. Why they want to use this? Guess who's going to be in charge of deciding whether the ballot counts? Volunteers. Volunteers. Yeah, if they think, if the volunteer thinks the signature doesn't match, out the door it goes. Can they tell how you voted before they disqualify you? In some states, yes. In some states, no. You understand something about boards of elections. I learned this as a reporter. Even in the very red deep south, boards of elections are staffed almost entirely by lunatic liberals. It's because their government positions draws them like flies. Flies to honey. Anytime there's a government position, liberals can't help themselves. So, I mean, these boards of elections are totally staffed by left-wingers. That they know this. The Democrat Party knows this. This is why they want to do this. They want them all hands on deck. Pennsylvania, oh, look, you voted for, oh, boy, Trump. Yeah, that signature doesn't look good to me. That's where this is going. Now, that was in the Democrat presidential primary. 1 in 4 ballots, mail-in ballots, disqualified, DQ'd. What a disaster. Well, you know, even scarier, and again, they DQ'd him for arriving late, lacking a postmark, or failing to include a voter's signature. That's nowhere near as terrifying, though, as what happened in the Democrat primary for Congress in New York. That's a separate race where they use mail-in balloting. They fixed it. And folks, this is the scariest judge's opinion so far in mail-in balloting, because I'm afraid this is going to become the standard. They had roughly 1 in 5 ballots that either lacked a postmark, no signature, or get this, were mailed, were postmarked after the election. Judge said, well, that's not fair. We have to count every vote. So he threw the law out. I mean, the law is still in the books. He didn't throw it out physically, but he said, oh, we'll just count them all. Even the ones postmarked after the election? Like, you woke up, you meant to vote yesterday, but you didn't get to it. Now you see your guys not winning or losing, they're tied. Oh my God, I got to send my ballot in. And they did. After the election. Yeah, we'll just stop. We'll accept those. What about those lacking a postmark? Did they ever go through the mail, or were they just dumped off in front of the Board of Elections? Nobody knows. So you mean like if you didn't know who was ahead or you thought your guy would win, but now he didn't and it's Wednesday, you could just drop it off in front of the Board of Elections? Ostensibly, yes. No postmark? No, they'll keep it. They'll count it. Well, but the law says it's got to be on time. It's got to be dated by election day. It's got to have a postmark and it's got to have a voter signature. Oh, yeah, screw the law. We'll just count all the votes. Folks, this is like the Wild West. This is like a third world banana republic type deal where they have to send the UN in and then nobody can validate the election, really. And then whoever has more power wins because they can't figure out what the votes say. This is like that. I can't say enough about how terrifying this is or how terrifying their determination to do this is. And on the one hand, they keep telling us Trump's insane. He doesn't want us to do this. It's so unfair. It's not right. And then on the other hand, they're saying, well, this is a new one out from NBC News. This ought to terrify folks. This is the plan. This is not an accident. It's not, oh, they're just so worried about COVID. We got to have mail-in ballots. This is a joke. If they cared about COVID and they didn't want people to have to go to the polls, they could say, get an absentee ballot. Done it for years. No, they want a mail-in ballot. You heard what I played yesterday from Newt Gingrich, right? About the problem with mail-in ballots in Nevada?
In Nevada, for example, they're going to mail ballots to 200,000 people who, according to the post office, don't exist. They're either dead, they've moved, the address doesn't work. 200,000 extra ballots floating around out there. You're seeing it in New York right now. You have two congressional districts that 6 weeks after the primary do not have, they haven't been able to announce a winner. Now, you get into that in terms of a presidential campaign nationwide, and I think this is going to be the most disastrous election in American history at the rate at which the Democrats are trying, frankly, to set up an ability to steal it, because I think they don't think they can win an honest election.
Okay, now, if you're a Republican, you can't say that. But if you are NBC News, you can say that. Headline, NBC News, yesterday, U.S. has 2 weeks to get mail voting right to avoid a mess on Election Day, expert says. Wait a minute, when Trump says there's going to be a mess on Election Day, they say he's wrong. Yeah, but he doesn't have liberal privilege. If liberals say it, it's okay. Oh, okay. How bad is it, according to NBC News? Well, they quote election law expert Nate Persley. Let me read it to you. Election law expert Nate Persley says New York's problem could be the nation's problem come November without swift and dramatic action. Like what? He says, I think we have 2 weeks to make the critical decisions that are necessary to pull off this election. Namely, he says we need like $3 to $4 billion to buy, you know, vote counting machines like the post office has to handle, you know, large amounts of mail. Otherwise, we just like we can't do it. Wasn't that what Trump's saying? No, he's wrong. He's just trying to steal the election. But why isn't it wrong when NBC says it? You want to hear something scary? You want to hear what else Persley said? According to NBC News, he believes that if Congress fails to act and the election is close, the results may not be known and the decision on who wins may go to the Supreme Court. Damn! Have I not been telling you for 3 days now that that's the Democrats' plan? It's not a bug, it's a feature. It's the plan! He believes, NBC News says, that if Congress fails to act and the election is close, the results may not be known and the decision on who wins may go to the Supreme Court. Democracy is more than just a process of casting a ballot, said Persley. It's also about confidence in the results and confidence in the people who are going to be our leaders. And I'm worried that's slipping away. It doesn't have to. It's not slipping away. We just get rid of the mail-in voting. We're fine. We're at least back to where we were with that level of fraud. There's still fraud. This is going to be massive level fraud. But when Trump says that, they act like he's a mental defective in need of a straitjacket. But they're telling us day in and day out and day in and day out. Wow, this may end up in the Supreme Court or maybe Nancy Pelosi will be president. So what they figured out, 20th Amendment, this is what they're planning, okay? And I can't play this enough. Lawrence Tribe has told us what they're planning. He was Al Gore's main lawyer for the Hanging Chad debacle in 2000. And he's all over the television telling everyone, well, listen, if we can't figure out who won by January 20th, or really even January 6th when Congress has to certify the results, well, by God, they're going to have to pick the president. Or the Supreme Court will. What do you think John Roberts is going to do? I don't even have to see the vote. I'll tell you what he's going to do. He'll vote for the Democrats. Look at his recent decisions. Come on, you know what way this is going. Listen, here's the plan. I'll let Lawrence Tribe, Al Gore's Florida lawyer for the Hanging Chad debacle, explain what their plan is.
But there is a fail-safe mechanism built into the Constitution itself. And that is, no matter how much dust he throws into the gears, at high noon on January 20th, 2021, if there has not been a new president elected, at that point, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, becomes President of the United States because Trump would no longer be president. That's the failsafe. The Constitution is not designed to self-destroy, but it's designed to self-preserve.
Yeah, and what if anyone objected to this, like Bill Barr or anybody else?
And all of these enablers, and I very much agree, the most dangerous of them is not one of the clowns, but is William Barr. All of the enablers at that point would risk committing federal felonies if they were to exercise power, which they no longer have because Trump would no longer be president.
Wow. Okay, so Democrats openly planning, according to NBC News, an election where the winner is unknowable.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Texter writes, it's funny y'all play that music after talking about Nancy Pelosi. We're getting struck by a smooth criminal. For those of you who wonder, this crops up from time to time. The bump tunes are almost never an accident. They're a work of art by producer Chris. Or if he's in the bathroom, they could be totally random. You never know. You never know. And that's what makes it so much fun. Chris is laughing.
I will admit to a certain number of happy accidents.
Oh, yeah.
But most of it is intentional. You're correct.
I was going to say, in the bathroom or on the air? Gotcha. Anyway, yeah. No, so you never know with Chris. He literally could be out of the room, or it could be a work of art. Many times it is a subtle. I'll feed the tinfoils out there. It is a subtle commentary on what I just said. But you never really know, do you? All right. All right, got to feed the conspiracy theorists. All right, moving on. Texter writes, that guy is an idiot. That isn't what the Constitution says at all, and you should spend your time describing why he's not wrong, not why he might be right. Okay, here's how this works, okay? Whether he's right or not doesn't matter. It's what the judge decides. And the Democrats are eyeing that Supreme Court. I'm telling you, folks, they're telling us what we're going to do. By the way, that guy is a Stanford law professor. But they're telling us what they're going to do. Well, you know, we got 2 weeks to buy machines to count these ballots, or we may not know for weeks or months who won the election. And, well, it'll just, you know, it'll cause a constitutional crisis and have to get kicked to the Supreme Court. They know how Roberts will vote. You know how Robert. I know how Roberts will vote. When it comes down to bailing the left out, from Obamacare to immigration, Roberts is right there with them. They know it. So what happens here? It's not according to what should happen. We don't have law and order in this country anymore. We don't even follow laws anymore, especially not when the left's involved. It's what the judge decides. So when I'm telling you what they're saying, what the plan is, please don't misunderstand. I'm not saying this is the legally correct way this will go. I'm saying this is what they're going to argue. This is what they're going to try. And what they're going to try is to create such confusion that by January 6th and or January 20th, the two key dates, the first one is where Congress certifies the election. The plan is not to know who won and to have the whole thing so tied up in litigation, nobody knows. That's the plan. And then to trigger the 20th Amendment. This hasn't been done much, so nobody actually knows. So I'm telling you what the plan is. I'm not saying it will go this way. I'm not saying what the law is. I'm saying this is what their plan is. And what it actually can be is up to judges. And as we have seen in this country, particularly liberal judges, which the left always seems to be able to get a Clinton or Obama appointee. I don't know how they do this. We can't get it. We can't get one ever. We can't get one of ours ever. But they can. They judge shop like champs. So it's whatever the judge says, not what I say. It's not what I think. It's not what it should be. It's not what Mark Levin thinks it should be. It's what will happen in court. So I'm telling you, this is what they're going to try. Will they succeed? I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. But the point is, you can know this. Mail-in voting is part of the plan to create such confusion that the winner is unknowable unless whoever won does it in a landslide. What happens after that, I can't say, you can't either. It depends on what law the liberal judge makes up as we go along, and whatever John Roberts on the Supreme Court feels like that day when he sticks his finger up in the wind to see which way it's blowing. There you go. Use that as your law, because that's what they'll do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.